It is Monday, June the 3rd, 2024. This is GQDN, brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Yes, yes, yes. Put in the promo code QUEST. Yes, yes, yes. And then you get 25% off of your purchase. Great drink mixes, great stuff. Pretty good stuff up there too at patreon.com/thegroupquest. That's all you guys. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some updates, or gaming updates, and a PlayStation update. And a rumor? Yeah, it's been a slow day. But we'll begin today with what's coming this week. Friday, in fact. Because GameSpot.com says that the Summer Games Fest Live is coming, but there will not be, quote, just one more thing, end quote. Because old Jeff Keighley was on his own stream, and he did say that the last surprise is a tradition at the game showcased events. But this year, we're not going to have one. So here's what he said, quote, it's not really one of those shows. Our shows don't typically have that, end quote. Which also means, through some other reports that I've seen, do not expect Kingdom Hearts 4. Keep in mind, these are just reports. But I'm of the thought process of don't be surprised either. But that's a personal thing. I know we're not surprised about this. Wowhead said Blizzard dropped the official trailer for the World of Warcraft Within beta drop. Now, the beta starts on June 5th, and the evil one, I'm not going to attempt to pronounce her name, the Harbinger, has now set her plan in motion, and you could see it on the YouTube channel. Yes, I did watch it, and it's going to be a lot to go over on the weekly show. I know Gulvin's going to put it in there, but it's not just that. Wowhead also said that Warcraft has a new short story, and it's called The Goblin Way. Now, once again, I am not going to talk too much about the story because it's spoilers. But if you want to read it, it's all part of the Blue Post, and you can download the rest of the short story that was written by Andrew Robinson. So, yeah, go check that out. Now, I did say that we were going to provide a little PSVR update. So, Sony did announce that they will be releasing a PlayStation VR 2 PC adapter on August 7th. It will be at select retailers, and it will be at the PlayStation Direct store. The device costs $60. So here's what you need. Minimum. Operating system. Windows 10 64-bit Windows. Windows 10 64-bit. Windows 11 64-bit. That's the minimum operating system. Processor. Intel Core i5 7600. AMD Ryzen 3 3100. Zen 2 or later architecture is required. RAM, 8 gigabytes. Bare minimum, 8 gigabytes, yeah. GPU, NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 or later. NVIDIA RTX series, AMD Radeon RX 5500 XT or later, and AMD Radeon RX 6500 XT or later. DisplayPort. The DisplayPort must be 1.4. It must have a standard DisplayPort or the mini DisplayPort output port. USB direct connection only. And Bluetooth must be 4.0 or later. We talked about this on the weekly show. What if? No more what if. It comes August 7th. Now, typically, we would talk about a game release at the end of the show. This is not the end of the show. Because Gamatsu and Nintendo Everything did say that Corsair's Battle of the Caribbean is launching in 2024 for PC. But Nintendo Everything is saying that the game, not just for Switch, but for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X, will be releasing next year. So this is a strategy game for pirates, and it will launch on PC via Steam and Epic Game Store this year. And PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Switch will be coming out next year. That is what Microids and the developer Fishing Cactus did announce. Now, they do have a trailer for that. Now, McRoyd did not provide a reason for the delay, but they did share the first trailer today, along with some features and other things. So if you're into pirate stuff, this game goes to PC first, then goes to your favorite console. Let's keep it to Switch. Because my NintendoNews.com did say that Splatoon 4, well, it's got a code named Spiral to it. And, well, here's what MBKKSSTBHZ5 did say on Twitter. Quote, "There's a game project at Nintendo with the code name Spiral. By researching the data I have received in the last month, it is very likely that this code name will be the next entry in the Splatoon series." So yeah, that is indeed coming. But will it be named Splatoon? Or will it be named Spiral? I'm sorry. Splatoon 4 will indeed be named for the game, but will it be Spiral? We shall see. Now, if you're looking for a laptop, PC Games N did say that AMD and NVIDIA combined their forces, and that is with the Asus ROG Zephyrus G16, TOF A14, and A16. Because on the AMD side, it has an AI CPU, and NVIDIA provided the GPU. So how will this perform? Well, apparently, it'll be very good, because with that combination, that is in a 1.49 centimeter chassis and only weighs about 1.85 kilograms, it could be good. But keeping the PC cool could be difficult. That is why Asus is giving it the ROG Intelligent Cooling along with the liquid metal on the CPU with the fiber and a mesh heat pipe that'll be supporting the arc flow fans. Now, how much will it cost? Right now, the laptop that I did describe to you is targeting about $2,000 and a $1,500 budget, and both could be very good for laptop gaming. But you might want to have some headphones with that. So once again, PC Games N did say that you can save $40 on one of the Razer's gaming headsets. Now, it's on Amazon. It is the Razer Black Shark V2 Hyperspeed Wireless Gaming Headset and is priced at $90. Now, the headset was originally $130, but it is on sale now. So if you want it, if you want a new headset, go check out Amazon. Now, what could be on that PC? Well, if you're a Destiny 2 fan, DualShockers did say that the servers will be down and they have released a schedule and release time for the final shape, because the final shape will go live this week. And people were pretty stunned because it has a download size of 300 gigabytes. But the announcement today also had some details on Destiny 2's 8.0.0.1 update, which includes 25 hours of downtime that would come with it. That will have some preloaded information for the final shape and the system requirements, along with other things. So, the servers will be offline for 24 hours from today, June 3rd, and that's already started, 9 a.m. Pacific time, so noon Eastern time. And the server's first attempt will be up at 10 a.m. Pacific time on Tuesday. Now, what that also means is that Tuesday, June 4th, when the servers go back up, if you got the DLC for the final shape, the game will be live. The DLC will be live at that time. June 4th, 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. EST. If you like Destiny 2, it is time for the final shape. That's not the only game that's going to get updated, though. Baldur's Gate 3 will have a big update this September, and it'll have some mod tool testing. And that starts today. That's according to BG247.com. And yep, patch 7 will come this September, and it'll have some extra evil endings and some official modding tools. And Baldur's Gate 4 will not be coming from it. And that's what we know. So here is what Baldur's Gate 3 did say on Twitter. Quote, Coming to you this September, Patch 7 will introduce official modding toolkits so you can bring your wildest ideas to life. Closed alpha begins today. Closed beta July. Modding questions frequently asked. You can read more in the community update 27. And they did provide a link to the support. But they also said, quote, "In the meantime, we still have plenty coming your way, introducing some anniversary extravagance as we look back on the months since release. We're also still pressing on with the development of an in-game photo mode, crossplay, and more fixes that will arrive later down the line. People, go have fun with that." This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Here comes the Summer Games Fest all week long. Until then, go play some games, people.